in the stands at Lucas Oil Stadium at the 2015 NFL Combine. I am John Schmoke. We're joined by Giants Blesto scout, Chris Watts. Chris, first of all, let's talk about your role as the Blesto scout. What do you do for the Giants in helping them get ready for the draft in April?
Okay, my job as the Blesto scout is to basically go out and evaluate players when they're junior. So I go out and host what you call a junior pro day, in which we go out and time the guys, we measure the guys, we write a report, and basically that gives us a jump start on who the prospects are for the next for the following season.
Well, and this year you have a lot of underclassmen coming out as juniors, so you have a lot of guys you're evaluating like that this weekend. What's the difference when you're evaluating a junior coming out or even a redshirt sophomore as opposed to a senior that's been in college for 4 years?
The difference is you got to know that they're a young player, so you also know they still have room to grow. They haven't reached their peak yet. As some guys that may have been in school 4 or 5 years.
And Chris, you mentioned guys developing once they get into the NFL. Are there some skills and attributes that you think are more easily taught by coaches in the NFL? And are there other things that you think players almost have to have inside them that are harder to teach when they get to the pro level?
I think the one thing that they have to have, you know, inside of them is just the desire and the will, you know, to want to be a good player. You can run fast if you're, you know, if you're good at agility drills. I think that carries over. So I don't think there's really any one thing that's easier or harder once you get up here.
And I got to imagine the interview process at the Combine is all important to try to determine that, what these guys are really like as people and how they will adjust in the NFL in that regard, right?
Yes, the interview process is very important here because once you go into the schools, you actually get background on the players, but a lot of times they're guarded. You know, they're trying to be careful of what they tell you about a player. So I think once you get here, I think the cuffs are off and they're more honest with you, I think, when you get here.
Yeah, we're going to have some of the big guys, the offensive linemen, doing some work the first couple of days of the Combine here. What are some of the drills that the offensive linemen do that you like, that you really think gives you a good hint as to how these guys will end up playing in the NFL?
I really like the mirror drill, you know, where they're mirroring, you know, you have somebody trying to put moves on them. I also like the, what you call the kick step drill, where the linemen are getting, you know, the tackles. You can really see their feet and see how they mirror and adjust to the different movements of a defensive end. So I think those are two of my, you know, my favorite ones that I like to see.
Chris, great stuff. Great luck the rest of the weekend, and have some fun.
All right, thank you.
That's Chris Watts. This is what he does, the NFL Combine, evaluating all the players that will fill up NFL ranks next year. Thanks for joining us. We'll have coverage of the Combine all weekend long on Giants.com.